Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Imagine the number 4. Now, imagine that it's at the head of a number with 84 zeros behind it. And that is the number of photons emitted by all of the stars in the observable universe, going back to when the now 13.7 billion-year-old universe had been around for just a billion years or so. And that's according to a team of researchers headed by one Marco Aiello, an astrophysicist in the College of Science at Clemson University. It's based on an analysis of data from NASA's 10-year-old Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope, which enabled the researchers to compile a history of star formation over most of the universe's lifetime. The scientists detailed their findings in a paper published in 2018 in the journal Science. Measuring starlight for most of the universe's history required considerable ingenuity. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks obtained prepared remarks from Aiello via email. He explained that the total amount of light emitted by stars is comprised of two types. Quote, one is stellar light that survives absorption by dust. This is what we measured. The rest is stellar light absorbed by dust and re-emitted in the infrared. We are not sensitive to that. It turns out half of the energy emitted by stars across the history of the universe is reprocessed by stars at longer infrared wavelengths. The sky is filled with photons emitted long ago by distant stars. This is called the extragalactic background light, or EBL. And nevertheless, except for the moon and stars from our own galaxy, the sky appears dark to our eyes. According to Aiello, that's because most of the starlight that reaches Earth from the rest of the vast universe is extremely faint, the equivalent of a 60-watt light bulb viewed in complete darkness from about 2.5 million miles away. To get around that problem, Aiello and his team perused 10 years of data from the Fermi telescope and looked at the EBL's interaction with gamma rays emitted by distant blazars, Blazars being black holes that can send powerful streams of radiation out into the universe. The researchers calculated the extent to which the gamma rays from those blazars had been absorbed or altered by collisions with the EBL's photons. Aiello describes tracking the EBL as the astrophysicist's equivalent of, quote, following the rainbow and discovering a pot of gold. The EBL is the rainbow, and its knowledge can finally disclose a lot of useful information. The researchers' technique enabled them to see the history of star formation in the universe, which they found had peaked about 3 billion years after the Big Bang, and has slowed dramatically since then. Slowed, but never completely stopped. The Milky Way, for example, creates about 7 new stars each year. Note that the researchers' count does not include the amount of starlight emitted in the first billion years of the universe's existence. Aiello said, "This is an epoch we can't really probe yet." That's one reason he and other scientists are looking forward to the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope, which NASA says will be sufficiently sensitive to detect the first stars. It's currently set to launch on December 18th of 2021. Today's episode is based on the article, How Much Starlight Has Been Emitted Since the Beginning of Time, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.